Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at Los Alamitos, now through December 14th. See top two-year-olds compete in the Los Alamitos Starlet December 6th and the Los Alamitos Futurity on December 13th. By the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By today's RacingDigest.com, a handicapper's lesson in every issue. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets a VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And good morning and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined by my regular co-host, Bob Ike, in just a second. A lot going on today. First of all, in Southern California at Santa Anita, a 9-race card, a 12:30 first post time. Featured today at Santa Anita, the Grade 2 Buena Vista Stakes. But the focus around the rest of the country is going to be basically on 3-year-olds and Derby prep races both today and tomorrow. And to talk about that a little bit and the news of the week, let's bring in my regular co-host, Bob Ike. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, John. Looking forward to a really fun day of racing from all around the country. Three-year-olds gearing up today and tomorrow. So we'll be going to school and getting ready to do our Derby prep, John.
Right. Gulfstream Park is already underway. They have a marathon 14-race card today that began at 8:30 our time. And the 14th and final race today is the Fountain of Youth. And with the Derby point qualifying points being ramped up, 50 points to the winner of that race, it's basically a win and you're into the Kentucky Derby. So that is the feature down at Gulfstream Park. And, Bob, I know, you know, we're going to get more in-depth with our handicappers and some of these preps, but on this card, it's an interesting race because you're going to have only one horse in the race that's won around two turns before, and that's the rail horse, and that is Jackson Hole. So a lot to be decided for these horses stretching out.
Final on the card today, the Fountain of Youth. This was kind of Sovereignty's coming out party last year, John. He won this race off the bench and went on to, of course, win the Derby Horse of the Year. So it's a really important race. We've got Commandment in here, who's the favorite for Brad Cox. He's been very impressive winning his last two races. But as you mentioned, most of these are stretching out around two turns for the first time. In fact, all of them except Jackson Hole, who beat a field at Fairgrounds going two turns. But horses like Commandment, Chief Wallaby, who was an impressive maiden winner going seven furlongs for Bill Mott, he's going to stretch out. Napoleon Solo has been away since a dazzling win in the Champagne back in October. That was also around one turn. Solitude Dude looks like a really good potential, you know, top-notch sprinter, but distance will be a question. So that's why it's so interesting is you've got a lot of horses doing new things for the first time.
Right. Up in New York today is the Gotham, and that goes to the 10th and final race on their card at Aqueduct. And, you know, they've had a lot of rain. There's been some track bias out there. The track rated good right now at Aqueduct. We'll see how that track plays today. It's a one-turn mile, so I'm not sure about the Derby ramifications of that. And you've got a 6-5 favorite in there, Iron Horse, coming off a sprint maiden win. So a lot of question marks for me in the Gotham.
Yeah, Iron Honor for Chad Brown comes off a fast maiden win going 6 furlongs. Stretches out to a one-turn mile. That's the 6-5 favorite. I'm not sure how deep this race is. It's a full field. Looks like plenty of speed lined up. You've got Dirty Rich coming in for Peter Miller, a horse that's been at Oaklawn very fast, but distance will be a question. So we'll go to school on that race as well, John. And then tomorrow we've got the Rebel, and that's at Oaklawn Park. Only $1 million on the line there in their three-year-old program at Oaklawn. Litmus test ships back for Bob Baffert. He hasn't been seen since winning the Low South Futurity, and he'll go back there to take on Blackout Time, who is the 8-5 favorite for Kenny McPeak, who was last seen running second in the Breeders' Futurity and gave Ted Nossi a bit of a battle that day. So a couple comebackers will go favored tomorrow in the Rebel at Oaklawn.
Well, I think we'll get a lot more clarity moving forward as to who the potential contenders are for the Kentucky Derby after this weekend. And like I say, we'll go into these races with our handicappers later on in the show. As far as some of the news of the week, there was one defection off the Derby trail, and that horse comes from California.
Yeah, and that's Plutarch for Bob Baffert, who was a winner here a couple weeks ago and looked good doing it. But, you know, Baffert's bench is so deep, John. He unveiled a maiden who put it all together yesterday in Cherokee Nation. This horse had some trot, you know, some 5-6 starts, I believe, had tried stakes races a couple times, had been close a couple times, but really put it all together, ran fast yesterday over a racetrack that was glib. It played pretty quick yesterday. But the buyer figure was good, and according to Brad Free, Cherokee Nation is going to go right into the Santa Anita Derby. So Baffert loses Plutarch off the Derby trail, but he gains another one with Cherokee Nation. This is a big, good-looking horse, John, who I think is getting good at the right time.
Yeah, I think that buyer speed figure was 100, according to Brad Free, so a big number for yesterday's winner, Cherokee Nation. Something else happened yesterday, a really bizarre incident in the first race at Santa Anita, and the race ended up being declared a no contest.
Yeah, that was in the first race yesterday, a mile and an eighth turf race where the rails were out 20 feet. And very early in the race, about the first furlong, can't say that got tightened up a little bit from the inside. And this horse just kind of decided to go left and go over those auxiliary rails. And he ran around the track, John, and I don't think I've ever seen this. Maybe none of us have. he was running on the inside part of the turf course while all the other runners were outside the auxiliary rail 20 feet out. And as they got to the far turn, you could hear on Frank Mirmati's call that the phone rang. That was the stewards informing Frank to, you know, please ask the riders to pull their mounts up, which I think they did. I'm not sure. The TV picture cut away. But with that auxiliary rail being down in mid-stretch, that could have presented a real big hazard. So I think the jocks got everybody pulled up. The race was declared a no contest. So just when you think you've seen it all, John, in this game, you've never really seen it all.
No, happy to report the Florent Joux was not hurt in the incident. Either was the horse that was involved. So good things there. Kind of a bizarre start to the race week here. One other thing as far as the Triple Crown, the Preakness, it was announced by First Racing who is handling the Preakness this year, even though they deeded back Pimlico to the state of Maryland. They're in charge of the Preakness at Laurel here, the temporary location for the Preakness because of the rebuild at Pimlico. But they're going to limit the crowd size, Bob. 4,800 people will be the maximum people allowed at Laurel for this year's Preakness.
Yeah, that'll be a culture shock for the people back in Maryland, because when it's at Pimlico, they get well over 100,000 people there. This year, limited at Laurel, 4,800. Patrons are going to be required to buy two-day ticket packages. From what I understand, there'll be 1,000 general admission tickets priced at $246. There will be curbside terrace seating priced at about $1,700 a ticket for the 2 days. And then the luxury suites, they didn't announce any pricing there. You know those will be off the charts. So basically, John, this second leg of the Triple Crown is a made-for-TV event. Very small on-track crowd. So it's definitely going to be a lot different than all the previous years at Pimlico. But hopefully, you know, we're going to have – it's always the second leg of the Triple Crown. So hope is alive after the Derby winner for a Triple Crown possibility. So we will, of course, take it in as we always do, John.
Yeah, just a little bizarre in this day and age of all those hospitality tents and everything else going on. And the Preakness has always been a place where they've had the concerts and the big event type things. To limit it so far is an extreme. So we'll see how that looks and how it plays out. And hopefully we'll have the Derby winner in the Preakness. A couple things on the jockey front. Oh, go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've only been to Laurel once and they weren't racing at the time. I just was there for morning workouts. So I'm not super familiar with the layout or what the actual capacity of the place is and parking and all that. So, but 4,800, not too many people allowed there on Preakness Day.
No, not at all. On the jockey front, you won't see Juan Hernandez riding except for the feature race today. I was kind of wondering because I didn't see any notices, but Bob Bradfrey let me know that Juan Hernandez is serving a 7-calendar-day suspension from this past Monday through Sunday for his ride on Bottle of Rouge and the Sunland Oaks. And if you saw that race, I was shocked the horse was not DQ'd, but they thought enough to give Juan Hernandez 7 days.
Right, 7 calendar days, but that's only 3 race days here in Southern California. There was no change made. Bottle of Rouge did stay up. The horse drifted out. I thought the horse that it fouled, she fouled, was kind of out of horse, but I found it interesting to go ahead and suspend Juan Hernandez after not taking the horse down. We've seen that a number of times, John. I'm not sure the logic is. I guess it didn't affect the order of finish, but the stewards felt that it maybe was some careless riding. So, as you mentioned, Juan Hernandez is allowed to ride in the designated race today, which is the 7th at Santa Anita, the Buena Vista, and he rides Vibes in there, who is a main contender in the race.
And a new face in the local jockey standings, the leading rider from Delta Downs, has now joined the Santa Anita jockey colony.
Vicente El Cid, who I had not seen ride, but apparently he comes in from Louisiana and Delta Downs, where he absolutely dominated the racing there. And we'll see if he can catch on here. He comes with some pretty nice press releases. Actually, it's Del Cid is his last name. And he was on a mount yesterday. He's got one, at least one today. So a guy who really dominated at Delta, and we've seen, you know, some new faces come in now. Amici El Jaramillo is 4 wins yesterday, John. He's the jock who came in from Florida for this meet. He's tied for leading rider. We've got Florent Giroux, now Del Cid. So I think guys from around the country are sensing that we may not have the strongest jockey colony out there, and this is a good opportunity for them to come in.
I think they see the weather, too, and it's not a hard sell, so that might help a little bit as well. On Thursday, the California Horse Racing Board had a meeting, and once again, the folks in Northern California, there were 2 requests for race dates of Northern California. Both were voted down by the California Horse Racing Board.
Yeah, the vote was 4-2, and I think this is about the 3rd time now, John, where the Northern California people have made a presentation. It has been rejected by the CHRB. Of course, the whole main issue is if there's racing in the north, then any money bet up there in the north goes to those facilities rather than coming down to Southern California. From what I can see, John, racing is dead in Northern California. That's just not going to happen. We are going to be a one-circuit state here, and that racing is going to be in Southern California.
Yeah, I think horse population and the battle we have with purses versus the East Coast, right now it doesn't make any sense to try and have a second circuit in California. Well, Bob, let's get some handicapping done. You've done your sheet today for Santa Anita. So what are your best plays, and let's get a radio play.
Best plays are races 3, 5, and 9, 3 good competitive turf races. I put $162 into the late pick 5 ticket. And it's a good one today, John. Starting in race 5, you've got full fields and very competitive. I'll go to the 9th and final for my radio play. And for me, that's going to be number 6, Bale Arena, who is 8-1 on the morning line. I like this price, John. This is a second time starter from the Michael McCarthy barn. I thought ran okay sprinting first time out after a wide trip. Finished up a little bit. Acted to me like a filly who really wants to go long, got a little bit of turf route pedigree. And the best thing is 3 horses come out of that race to win their next start. So 3 next out winners. It's a proven to be a live race. I think this filly will improve second time out. So race 9, it's the 6 horse Bale Arena, 8-1 on the morning line. And John, you're a busy guy. You put out your Lindo report, full card for both Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. You're playing in that Fountain of Youth Challenge, so I want to wish you good luck down there. That's a nice opportunity to get some bankroll and win some spots into some future contests. So good luck today, John, and tell us about March Madness at the South Point, and then let's get your radio play.
Well, Bob, you know how much fun the first weekend of March Madness is in the college hoops. All those games going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you want to get out for the free viewing parties at the South Point and discounted food and beverages out there, it's a great place to go out and watch and wager on those games. Call Steve Johnson, 866-780-7223. Ask how you can get your reservation at the South Point, and that's right around the corner. So don't wait. Give him a call out there. For a radio play, Bob, I'm going to go to Santa Anita race number 5. I like number 4, Seen by Me, coming off the layoff for trainer Mark Glatt. Gets the rider switch of the red hot Amici El Jaramillo. I thought he ran well in his only start last June. First time back as a gelding, training well for the return. I think he comes out of the best race. 9-2 on the morning line. Number 4, Seen by Me, race 5 at Santa Anita. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll bring in Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest and Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. We'll start looking at those races around the nation. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app. Don't take your love.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, plenty of excitement awaits you here at Santa Anita Park, the great race plays. We have a tremendous wagering menu that includes the retail-only first coast-to-coast pick 5, a $5 late daily double, a $3 all-turf pick 3, and a $3 late pick 3, all with a low 15% takeout. And don't forget the very popular $2 minimum traditional pick six. My best bet today is number 2, Otto's Magic in race 5. He comes into this with a bullet work, and today is cap and gown day. Fans, don't forget, next week we have a huge weekend as we will run the big cap presented by Yamava Casino and Resort at San Manuel. To enhance the big race, we will have a big cap hat giveaway for first reward members, a family fun zone in the infield all weekend long, as well as the ever-popular Fiesta Santa Anita with great food, music, and my favorite, Lucha Libre. You can get all the details at santanita.com. The excitement continues at the Great Race Place.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It's John Lindo here at Thoroughbred Los Angeles with Bob Ike. And Bob, let's go ahead and get our cowbred of the week out. And it's not somebody who ran last week, but's running today.
Yeah. Hey, let's wish good luck to Grand Slam Smile, who goes in the Buena Vista today, race 7. And this cowbred takes on Open Company today. All she's done, John, is win 10 of 17 lifetime starts, over $828,000. And don't forget about the CTVA Awards dinner. That's Monday night at the Le Meridian when the cowbred horse of the year will be announced. So looking forward to that, John.
Right. The finalists are Almond Joy. You've got Mana Rose. And, of course, the sprinter back from coming back from Riyadh. Well, I think, did he stay out for the race in Maidan?
And run in Dubai. So that's Lovesick Blues. Yeah, he's staying back there and trying to take down the big race at in Dubai, Maidan.
Wow. The best of luck to the cowbreds in Dubai. Well, let's go ahead and bring in Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest. And, Bob, before we talk about some handicapping, the Hall of Fame finalists were announced this week. And two names jump out at me that are on that list. And we just celebrated the life of trainer John Sherris, so the funeral was this past week. And Christophe Clement, who passed away last year. Clement's been nominated as a finalist 8 times, and John Sheriff's is on the list for the 7th time. And it's sad that they're not here to see it. I hope one or both finally get voted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, John, I couldn't agree with you more. I think they both deserve to be in, should have been in a long time ago. And as you said, it's sad that if they are inducted, that they won't be here to see it. So hopefully, it'll happen. And I'm hoping that the horse Kona Gold finally gets into. That's one of the ones that has puzzled me for years. That horse was a top-notch sprinter. And to run in a Breeders' Cup race 5 years in a row, that's like almost unheard of. And I don't think we're ever going to see a horse do that again.
Yeah, Kona Gold is the finalist for the 9th time. And, you mentioned longevity. Being a Breeders' Cup quality horse 5 years in a row, that's especially for a sprinter, that's impossible. So let's hope we get some California representation when the votes are finally, I think the announcement is April the 23rd. So hopefully we'll hear some good news then. We want you to take a look at that feature today. We talked about Grand Slam Smile in the Grade 2 Buena Vista Stakes, a good fielding here, and the morning line favorite is the comebacking Thought Process from the Phil D'Amato stable.
I think she deserves to be favored based on her accomplishments, and she's shown that she could fire fresh. She came off a sizable layoff to win last year, so I think she'll run well fresh. She's drawn well on the inside. Of course, I respect Grand Slam Smile. You know, she's good any distance. She's taking on open company today, as you guys mentioned. And then, of course, Princessa Mocha, who we Bob Mike and I both liked last time when she was a game winner of the Megahertz. I respect her again. She's listed at 5-1, and then Vibes, was right there in that race too. So I think all four of them have a shot. I prefer Thought Process and Princessa Mocha is my top two.
Well, Bob Ike, let's try and get something we can make some money on today at Santa Anita from Mr. Mazursky.
Yeah, Bob, good morning. Plenty to choose from. Good 9-race card today. So representing today's RacingDigest.com, where do you want to go for your radio play?
I am going to go to the 8th race. I like the outside horse, Dakota Shadow. I was very impressed with the way she won last time for the Red Hot Jeff Mullins barn. I think she's going to get a great trip tracking the pace from the outside. I think she can win right back. So number 8, Dakota Shadow in race 8.
So that's the 8th race at Santa Anita. Number 8, Dakota Shadow, 9-2 in the morning line. That's for Bob Mazursky. You can get all of Bob's selections at todaysracingdigest.com. Well, Bob, best of luck, and let's see how these 3-year-old prep races turn out this week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good. Looking forward to watching those races today. Take care, guys, and good luck.
That was Bob Mazursky from Today's Racing Digest. Let's head out to Las Vegas and check in with Bruce Finkelstein at betonbruce.com. Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning, John. Good morning, Bob. How's it going, guys?
We're doing great. A lot going on today, and like I said, we'd already talked about Gulfstream Park already underway on a marathon 14-race car that's going to take about 7 hours to run. So, you've got time to have something to eat and get back and catch the second half of the card and everything else. But we wanted you to look at that Fountain of Youth. It goes as the 14th and final race. And like Bob and I had talked about in the first segment, you've got one horse that's won routing around 2 turns. Nobody else has, and that makes for an interesting handicapping race.
Yeah, it's a great point you brought up. And the horse that has routed is on the rail with speed. And, boy, there's some sprinters with speed here. Jackson Hole didn't draw all that well, I think, when you talk about race shape. But you're right. And I know that Bob earlier mentioned some of the sprinters stretching out of note. And I think the Bill Mott horse, Chief Wallaby, from a visual standpoint, actually may be the most impressive sprinter stretching out. True. It was a maiden race at 7/8, but it's the way he did it that was so impressive. First of all, Billy Mott doesn't turn the screws on horses that early. So for a horse to be that precocious right out of the gate for Mott is noteworthy. He did everything professionally. The horse broke, could have gone to the lead, if Alvarado chose to, but he eased him back after a great start late in 5th. He took some dirt in that race. He ended up following the eventual second-place finisher, the Puma, going about 3-4 wide on the turn. He wasn't really being asked much on the turn. When Alvarado asked him, really kind of knuckled down for a couple of strides and asked him, this horse just took off. I mean, you could just see the acceleration. How about the last 1/8 of a mile in that race in 12 seconds, geared down? He was not ridden the last part of the race. The gallop out was enormous in there. For Mott to do this, to go from a maiden to a, a, a graded stakes going two turns tells you a lot about this horse. So that, to me, is the top horse for me, the 6 Chief Wallaby. Commandment looked good winning in the Mucho Man. That was at a mile, so he's got an advantage there. And it was against stakes horses. He's got a nice turn of foot also. He is a must-use in this spot, but I think it's those two. I like the 6 Chief Wallaby, though, better, and I'll put him on top, and I think the 4 Commandment is the horse you got to fear.
Well, Bob, that's Chief Wallaby, the horse to watch for Bruce Finkelstein in the Fountain of Youth. Bruce gave us Wishing Well, stakes winner, gratefully last Saturday, and boy, she was game-winning. So, Bob, how about trying to finagle another play out of Mr. Bruce here and get something maybe in California?
Yeah, Bruce, let's make it 2 weeks in a row. And by the way, that was a hell of a horse race in the Wishing Well. Gratefully laid it down, as did the new horse coming in for Richie Balta's Saratoga Special. That was just a great horse race. Bruce, come back to Santa Anita and give us a radio winner.
Well, I'm going to make it sometimes the horses do the work. A lot of the horses as handicappers do the work for you in that horses that like to win races are hard to bet against. And Grand Slam Smile, the cowbred, is stepping out of open company, and I think she can pull this off today. Look, her stats are remarkable. She's been first or second in 16 of 17. She has a downhill win coming into this race. I'll tell you why I think she really should enjoy today. She dropped some weight out of today's race. Took a look at what she's been carrying, anywhere from 124 to 125 pounds, so she's down to 120. She's won routing before. She's beaten open company. I think she's the quickest of the quick. I think she can get in front here. Good luck trying to pass her. Let's go with the Wind Machine, the cowbred, race 7, the 2, Grand Slam Smile, listed at 3-1 on the morning line.
So Bruce says it's the cowbred, number 2, Grand Slam Smile, at 3-1 in the program in the 7th race today. That's the Buena Vista. Bruce, what do you have today on your combo platter for betonbruce.com?
Full card at Santa Anita with audio and the last 9 races of the day at Gulfstream Park, all at Bet on Bruce. And we also have full card analysis with audio from Best Bets at Santa Anita, again, all at betonbruce.com.
Excellent, Bruce. Well, best of luck today. Keep up the good work, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
There you go. Have a great day, you guys.
That was Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. When we come back, we're going to bring back John Hardoon. He'll talk about the Gotham Stakes today in New York. And Scott Shapiro is going to take a look at tomorrow's Rebel Stakes at Oaklawn. So we'll keep looking at these three-year-olds in the next segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered.
Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th. Featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For Weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, the National Horse Players Championship, just a couple of weeks away. The first day of that tournament will be Friday the 13th of March. And so we've got a couple of chances today to still get qualified for the 2026 NHC out at the Horseshoe in Las Vegas. Why don't you let the players know where they can play and get qualified today?
Yeah, two online tournaments today, both of them at horseplayers.com. The first one is a $500 low ratio contest at horseplayers.com. Players who have not yet earned a seat into the 2026 NHC are eligible. And then there's an open tournament, $210 to buy in to all eligible to all players at horseplayers.com. So like you said, John, 2 weeks away. So got to keep firing, trying to get in.
You got, you know, Bob's looking for some competition. He'll be out there playing. So
there'll be plenty there, John. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, that's a Grade 1 field out there every year. So looking forward to getting out there. And we're going to do some broadcasting out there from the NHC on Saturday, March the 14th. I'm looking forward to doing that as well. Well, let's bring in our next guest, and that's John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets. And, John, last Friday at Santa Anita, a week from yesterday, we couldn't race on the grass because we had a deluge of rain. And then yesterday we were under heat protocols where we couldn't go out too early because of the 90-degree temperature. So we've seen it all. I know you guys were dealing with a bomb cyclone at one point. How's the weather at Aqueduct today?
Well, it's actually warming up. The track is melting. That's why they're pulling the track off. It's been frozen forever, but the last few days was in the 40s, so that's good. And hopefully the rain and snow stay away or are finished for the year.
Well, you're just a couple of minutes away from the start of your card, and to finish off the card, the 10th and final is the Gotham Stakes. That's the 3-year-old prep up at Aqueduct today. You've got a heavy favorite. The 6-5 favorite is Iron Honor from the Chad Brown barn, coming off a debut maiden sprint win. He got a huge number that day. Is he the horse, and can they beat him?
Well, just like Bruce Finkelstein was talking about the Fountain of Youth, Bruce, and he's 100% right. When you get trainers like Bill Mott and Chad Brown taking horses out of maiden special weights and throwing them into the stakes fire, so to speak, I mean, it's got to mean something. And this horse ran a huge figure first time out. He ran an eighth, and there's nothing close to him. Not only that, he was really good in that race, and he's going to be very tough. He's going to be 3-5, but he's the most likely winner of the race.
Well, Bob Ike, John Hardoon last week gave out Doncic at 720 at Santa Anita. So let's get a radio play. He usually does a couple, one out of state and usually one in California. So, Bob, why don't you get his first radio play?
Yeah, John, where do you want to go for your first one? And by the way, we went head-to-head, and you got the best of me once again with Doncic. Well, so congratulations there. Where do you want to go for your first radio play?
By the way, not exactly. There were three heads on the wire, Bob. We happened to get split in our exact, but that's just the way it worked out. First of our two radio plays comes in Aqueduct 7th race today. And I like the number 8 horse in here, Mozambique. A 4-year-old gelding from the Rudy Rodriguez barn, Ruben Silvera, aboard to ride. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. I think he's going to work out a great trip in here. I like number 8, Mozambique, to win today, 7th race at an
So that's the 7th race at Aqueduct, number 8, Mozambique, 5-1 on the program. That's John Hardoon's first play. And, John, where do you want to go to your second play? I know you've done sheets at Santa Anita, Oaklawn Park, Gulfstream, in addition to Aqueduct. So you've got a lot to choose from.
Yeah, well, actually, I landed on the same horse at Santa Anita as Bob Mazursky did, so I'm going to pull an audible here. We're going to go back to Gulfstream and look at race number 12. It's a mile on the turf. It's the Honey Fox. It's a grade 3 stakes. And the big favorite in here, and rightfully so, is number 9, Luscious Lips. She's listed at 2-1 on the morning line, but I like a price play in here, guys. I like the number 1 horse, Silver Moonlight. This horse gets a rider switch today to Flavian Pratt. Take nothing away from Mika Husbands, but he's no Flavian Pratt. Not only that, this mare, 5-6 at Gulfstream, 3-5 at the distance. 15-1 on the morning line, that's a crazy price. I'll take chances with number 1, Silver Moonlight, today's 12th race out at Gulfstream Park.
So that's the 12th race at Gulfstream Park, the Grade 3 Honey Fox. Number 1, Silver Moonlight, 15-1 is John Hardoon's play. John, give out the details where they can get all your selections.
JONHARDON.com. Three best plays, $10. Pull card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oakland, and Santa Anita selections.
Very good, John. They're going in the gate for the first, so get your rooting shoes on, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
That was John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Now let's head out and touch base with Scott Shapiro, who does a little bit of everything from everywhere. Scott, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, John? How you doing, bud?
Doing fine. I know you keep a close eye on the three-year-old prep races. Now, we've looked at the Gotham. We've looked at the Fountain of Youth. Tomorrow, the Rebel Stakes, only $1 million purse there at Oaklawn Park. And I like the fact that they moved their big card to Sunday. It's going to kind of be the feature of the day as far as the quality of the card racing all day on Sunday. Wanted you to take a look at that Rebel Stakes for us.
I absolutely love them having it as a separate day, having the Fountain of Youth card today and then the Oakland Rebel card tomorrow. Totally agree there. And interesting race. I think, you know, you look at the Fountain of Youth, a lot more horses with questions. Today, I think, of the Rebel, you've got some horses with a little more experience. A lot of them are exiting the Southwest, which was won by Silent Tactics, who returned here, along with several others. Litmus Test was supposed to be in the Southwest. He didn't make the plane. They'll ship out now with for Bob Baffert from be the Southern California representation. Blackout Time also makes his first start of the year for Kenny McPeak. He ran second to Ted Naffi in the Breeders' Futurity when we saw him last. He's listed as the 8-5 morning line favorite. I don't necessarily know he's going to go off that short. But, you know, the interesting horse to me, there's two of them. Soldier and Diplomat is the horse I think that has the most talent, but he continues to draw to the far outside in these races and doesn't necessarily have maybe the stamina of a true router. So it's going to be interesting to see. I kind of think of him as a one-turn mile horse maybe in the end. But Strategic Risk was one of the favorites in the Southwest, and he just got caught in chase mode right away. And a lot of that was because Decode and Butane were inside speed horses that I went a lot faster than I expect this race to go on Sunday, tomorrow. I think Strategic Risk at 12-1 on the line is a little intriguing because he's going to get a much better, cleaner trip this time. So tough race, Strategic Risk would be my bet, but likeliest winner, that's a tough one.
So that's Strategic Risk, 12-1 on the program. That's the 11th and final, the Rebel Stakes at Oaklawn Park tomorrow. And Bob Ike, all Scott did last week, he gave us Vekoma View at Gulfstream Park, 1160. And we asked him about the Tapita race, the Battaglia Memorial at Turfway Park. He came up with Great White, only $32.32 to win. Huge day. He carried the listeners for us at Thoroughbred LA last Saturday. So, Bob, while the iron's hot, let's get another winner from Mr. Shapiro.
Yeah, Shapiro, you moved right up into the cleanup spot there last week. Great job on those two winners.
Thank you. Especially
Great White, $32. And I love it, the breakage, 32 cents as well. Yeah. Where are you going to go today for your radio play, Shapper?
I'm going to go to race 11 at Gulfstream, the Devona Dale. It's maybe a prep for some for the Kentucky Oaks. It is on the road to the Kentucky Oaks, but it's a one-turn mile race, grade two. And On-Time Girl is going to be a significant and deserving favorite in there for Brad Cox. This one's 4-for-5, win over the surface last time in the forward gal, and draws well, but does stretch out to the 8 furlongs for the first time. I was real impressed with the debut effort by number 8, Chibi Smooth, for Todd Pletcher and Calumet Farm. This filly relaxed very professionally on the inside and then finished very well and beat a horse named Prom Queen, who came back to win by 8 in her next start, and that was just her second start. So TB Smooth to me is has a live shot here, I think, to spring the upset. 5-1, the number 8 horse in race 11.
So that's the 11th race at Gulfstream Park. That's the Devona Dale. It's a grade 2. You've got number 8, Chibi Smooth, 5-1 on the morning line. Todd Pletcher, Flavian Prada board. Good post out there. That makes a lot of sense. Well, Shepard, we will let you get going. Keep up the good work following these 3-0 prep races, and we will touch base next Saturday.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Bob. Good luck this weekend, guys. Have a good one.
So that was Scott Shapiro. Bob, before we take our next break, let's go ahead and we haven't touched on it in a little bit. You know, we talk about using Formulator from Daily Racing Form all the time, and it's a must-use, especially when we're dealing with these 3-0 prep races, watching all the replays and everything else from around the country. So let's have a little information about DRF Formulator.
Yeah, Formulator is a great product. We both use it, John. I also like those pace ratings, but you can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Pass performances with one of the best in-class products. You now get all 3 PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com, try them out today. And also, John, every Friday in DRF, the Derby Watch is up and running. So a lot of great information as we lead up to that first Saturday in May.
Absolutely. And you talked about the pace raising. You mentioned to me what the number Napoleon Solo got winning the Champagne, the kind of pace number he put out last time.
Yes. He's running in the Fountain of Youth today, has not run since winning the Champagne, but look at that pace number, 142. I don't think I've ever seen one that high. And, you know, there are some fast horses in the race, but according to the U.S. Timeform pace figures, he's by far the fastest in the race, and I'm going to look for him to clear, and I think he's got a heck of a shot in there. So just another tool to use, John.
Absolutely. That's DR Formulator. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we're going to touch base with Toby Callett down there in South Florida. And Michael Rono will give us an update on what's going on tonight and this weekend and a big race next weekend at Los Alamitos. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Wow, she's got it.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the vet, and nobody does betting like Twin Spires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactas and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern.
Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime.
And welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo with Bob Ike. And Bob, if folks can't get out to Santa Anita, which has a first post time of 12:30, where can they go to get started playing? We already got East Coast underway with Aqueduct and Gulfstream.
Yeah, starting down your way in the San Diego area, John, go to Paddock on 5th. That's in the Gaslamp Tavern, 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. Work your way up the coast to the OC Tavern, 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente, and then keep on coming if you want to come up to the Derby Room at Fairplex, open, ready to serve you, see Brandon and Monica. Say hello. I'm going to get out there tomorrow, John, and see my buddies at the Derby Room at Fairplex.
Excellent. So let's go ahead and bring in our next guest, and that's Toby Kellett, already down in South Florida. Toby, I got a couple of questions for you. The first one, on these big days with these 14 race marathon cards, Gulfstream uses two settings on the rail. Today, the inner rail's at zero. The outer course, the rail's at 66 feet. Is there a bias as far as how speed does in one setting to the other?
Believe it or not, I haven't really found that. They've had this all week, and historically through the years, they've had the double settings. I think it's more to try to save the course that's really taking a beating. But I haven't detected a distinct bias, no.
Well, that's good to know. The other question is, there is some rain scheduled to come in this afternoon. How's it looking out there, and do you think we're going to get some this afternoon?
Well, it's scheduled to be around 5 o'clock. It's been cloudy, and the air has been very thick and humid all day. It feels very summerish, to say the least. So being that there's stakes, I think it would have to be a deluge in order for these races to come off. But considering the fact that there's 29 scratches off this card, 7 also eligibles, but 3 could have scratched in, your guess is as good as mine. But I would play accordingly and cross your fingers.
Okay, that's good advice. Bob Ike, I know we usually tap on Toby's shoulder for the Coast to Coast Pick 5. The races in the Pick 5 today, the Coast to Coast, are the 11th at Gulfstream, the 5th at Santa Anita, the 13th at Gulfstream, the 14th, which is the Fountain of Youth, and it finishes off with the 7th at Santa Anita. So, Bob Ike, let's see what you got there from Toby.
Yeah, Toby, 3 from Gulfstream. Any help you can give us would be much appreciated.
Well, you're tapping me out, guys. You know, 2 is the usual limit, but I'll do my best. The 11th race today, I think the contenders, it's pretty obvious. Todd Pletcher has 2 in there, the 5 in Paratrace, the 8, She Be Smooth. Brad Cox with the main rival, Irad Ortiz, takes off She Be Smooth to ride On Time Girl, who we've been riding. So 5, 8, 9 with No Imagination. 13th race, the McDermott, maybe a little more imagination there. Mike Maker has 2 in there. Irad Ortiz takes off the 7 to ride the 6. But Flavian Pratt takes over on the 7. They both have done very well with Maker this season. They're the two guys to contend with. Grand Sonata ran a big race in this event last year. Coming off a bit of a freshening, Tyler Gaffalone stays on board. He would be the outlaw. So I would be 6-7, 7-6 with the 5 as a potential upsetter there. And then in the Fountain of Youth, going against the grain, there aren't many here that have been experienced around 2 turns. I think that the 6, Chief Wallaby, may be a freak. And I agree with the fact that Napoleon Solo may be that as well. I've watched video of him training at Paul Meadows. These are the best 2 horses. Whatever happens going down the road, I don't know. But today, I think it's between the 6, Chief Wallaby, and the 7, Napoleon Solo. Have a nice day.
Toby, thanks so much for covering that for us here today, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right. That was Toby Callad. Let's bring in our final guest as usual, and that's Michael Rono down from Los Alamitos. And, Michael, kind of a rare weekend where we don't have a stakes race down at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, pretty quiet in that respect, John. The feature would be the 7th race, an allowance for 3-year-olds and up at 300 yards. Fractional favoritism to number 5, the 1 on Fire on Ed's Morning Line, looking for 3 straight wins. Ahead of number 4, Kid Cocinero, who is a paint horse trained by Angela Aquino. Aquino also has a paint horse in the final race. So that's always a treat. They are just so spectacular and enjoyable to look at. Stakes-wise, it really heats up next week, though, John. We've got Oaks and Derby trials next Saturday night and Sunday night, respectively. Plus, next Sunday at the Brad McKenzie Winter Championship, rescheduled, used to be the weekend of the Winter Derby, a few weeks ago, but it's been moved back slightly on the calendar. This is the first chance of the year for the older horses to qualify to December's Champion of Champions. So the Brad McKenzie Grade 1 Winter Championship will be next Sunday.
Well, Bob Ike, Michael gave out the winner of the Denim and Diamonds last week, I Am Candy, at 560 down there at Los Al. So we're gonna try and get another one out of him today, Bob.
Yeah, Michael, post sign for tonight, please, and let's make it 2 weeks in a row on your radio pick.
Sure, mate. 6:10 is first post tonight. 8 races set down for decision. It's an earlier 5:15 kickoff tomorrow. I'm going round the turn. Race 5, a 4.5 furlong claiming race for non-winners of 2 lifetime. I think 6-1 is more than decent for number 1 Formidable Threat, who was 3rd last time, 2nd the start before, both against Tougher. And there's a lot of pace signed up here. The number 2 horse ships in from Arizona, and the number 4 horse has a lot of speed also. Often when horses ship for their first start under the lights at Los Al, they can just struggle a little bit around the turn. I think Formidable Threat from gate 1 can camp behind the 2 and the 4. Hopefully a path opens up that compromises the 4 if he's outside the 2 and helps my pick at 6-1. Formidable Threat number 1. I'm hoping can follow the rail all the way to the winner's circle.
So that's the 5th race. Goes about 8 o'clock tonight. Number 1, Formidable Threat, 6-1 for Michael Rona. Michael, we will let you go. Enjoy the racing tonight and tomorrow, and we'll talk stakes races next Saturday.
Thank you, gentlemen. Hooroo.
Bob, thanks for joining me as co-host. Thanks to all of our guests. Tomorrow from 8 to 10 a.m., you've got Mike Willman here. And we've also got that Rebel Stakes tomorrow. So a lot going on. Enjoy all the racing, not only in California, but New York, Arkansas, and Florida today. Best of luck. Cash some tickets. We will talk to you next Saturday. Good luck. This is ThoroughbredLA.com and ThoroughbredLA on AM 830 KLAA.